wrapped in a cloak of shadows. Armed with blood and magic, the Tremere have forced themselves into vampiric society, and they shall carve out a place for themselves to stand the test of time. The Strand Gamers presents For House and Clan, a Dark Ages game of Vampire the Masquerade.
All right, so before we get started with...
Happy birthday, Evan!
Yeah, happy birthday!
Yeah.
Before we get started with this week's episode, thank you all for the fond birthday wishes on the site. The picture from Nathaniel is amazing. It just dawned on me that that was Piers storing blood for the rest of his life, and I'm really excited about that. The song was also pretty awesome, and a super shout-out thank you to Justin, who stopped by to watch the D&D game that we play for D&D Encounters before this and dropped off an awesome beverage for me, and one of the coolest things I've ever seen for Nick, which he's going to have to run at some point now, including all the tables.
Yep, so start preparing now, Nick.
That's right. I'm excited for Physical Combat Table 2.
Yeah. First edition Gamma World.
Hell yeah.
I'm so in, you don't even know.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, you missed Justin, didn't you, Bill?
I did miss Justin. I'm sorry.
Justin, for when you're listening to this, I need to apologize. I thought you were there to watch the D&D Encounters game, which the store publicizes. I didn't realize that you were here because you were on the Strand website about the vampire game, so I was entirely confused. But thank you again for stopping by. Hopefully we'll see you again sometime, and you can actually see the vampire game that we play, too.
Yeah, sit in this dank basement in close proximity. Probably on Bill's lap.
Yeah, otherwise...
Well, unless I'm sitting on Bill's lap at the time.
Otherwise, no.
I got a lot of lap.
You got room for both of us. I got a lap full of both of you.
Just remember, there's no sex in the champagne room.
It's laps all the way down.
Your anatomy confuses and terrifies me. Worst birthday gift ever.
That's right.
Bill with his pants off. Ah, it's non-Euclidean! Ah, the geometry.
I'm going to give a hell of a lap dance.
Do you ever receive... Never mind. Question withdrawn.
I just want everyone to know that right now you are breaking a cheese stick in half, tearing apart a roll, and wrapping it around the part of the cheese stick to make almost like it would be a hot dog made out of cheese.
What the fuck is wrong with that? That's brilliant.
It's a cheese stick sandwich.
It's a sourdough cheese stick sandwich.
I just want it, you know, I want it broadcast.
All it needs is a little smoke.
He does like to stick his cheese in weird places.
Ah.
Dipping it in the sauce.
Well, I sit here enjoying the last of my portion of the stew that Nick's wife was kind enough to make for us.
Thank you, Georgie.
What happened last week?
Nothing.
Okay. Rocks fall, the party dies.
Right. Gamma World.
You ready? Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I'm prepared. I got it.
You can't be any less ready than TJ was tonight for D&D.
Okay,
now.
He even admitted it. It was hilarious. The poor guy. He just had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. Fifth is exactly the same thing as fourth, right? Just interchangeable stat blocks.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot him an email this week and see if he wants to trade.
Well, you think we're too rough on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm gentle.
No, you're not.
In a scruffy kind of way.
I had to go to the ER.
There was a lot of bleeding,
but not the morgue.
And herniation.
So things that happened last week. Let's see.
We began to discover the trip.
We had a little chat with, what's his name, the prince?
Montenegro.
Mm-hmm. And... Homeboy here talked to every inanimate object in the outskirts of the village.
Almost. I did skip a couple sections of the wallway.
At which point we learned that Solomon was not Solomon. Solomon was actually killed outside the walls.
By not Solomon.
By not Solomon.
That's right.
And that not Solomon was killed pretending to be Solomon when he was killing the Malkov. And then Lamont and Earl had a slight disagreement.
Mott really got the bitch slap there, didn't he?
Kinda. Okay. Lamont learned a thing last week. What did Lamont learn?
Yeah, what is it that you learned?
To attack first and think later.
Yep.
The problem was he hesitated, thought about it, and then attacked.
Yep, that's what Lamont learned.
That's an unacceptable policy in the Tremere.
Yeah, you don't do that. You pay people to do that.
And what best laid plans were put together for this week?
Don't remember.
Alright, so we sit around staring at each other.
We were going to go back to Mohouse to tell the prince about the impossible.
Or solve the mystery.
One of those.
Which could both be done.
Yep.
Yep.
But the thing is, we haven't quite decided whether or not we want to tell the prince that.
Well, we want to go back and solve the mystery.
Yes.
So it's a question of, do we wait another night for him to get told?
Well, he'll be told tonight by his sheriff.
Yeah.
What we've already told him.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think we should tell the prince.
All right. So
not unless...
We'll stop there.
Yeah.
We'll let you guys have this conversation in character instead. So...
Sure.
You guys made it back to Colmar without any difficulty. You checked in with the regent. You reported in. There was a last conversation between Lamont and Andretti where Lamont took absolutely the wrong information out of that meeting, but it'll be fine because he's just a gargoyle anyway.
It'll be incredible.
You guys all get to sleep that night without a problem. You wake up the next evening. Mark off a point of blood.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I go find him.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, unless we're interrupted by now.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Leave the monk for an extra point of blood and leave the bowl up in the monk's room.
Okay.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah, I should do that, too. So you get two.
Sweet. I'm actually at a net gain now, as long as I don't spend any blood today.
Well, we kind of learned our lesson there, that we can't let them
friend you. Never spend blood.
Yeah.
I'm also at 2 willpower, so if someone tries to mind control me, they will be at dip 0.
It's minimum 2. You have regained a point of willpower for resting.
Yes, that's why I'm at 2.
All right. Fantastic.
He's a gargoyle.
That willpower gain has nothing to do with being a gargoyle.
My willpower spend has everything to do with being
that's
a gargoyle.
That's true. All right.
Yeah, you spend it far too often.
The moon rises. The evening begins. What do you do?
I hide in my room because I got bitched out.
I go to the library and start studying. Okay. Waiting for this fool here to start doing something.
The first thing I'm going to do is I check in on Lawrence.
Sure. Check in to his room. You do the usual. You knock on the door. He lets you in. Maria is not there.
Okay.
He's got a bizarre assortment of objects set up around his room.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a couple of clearly empty dry piss pots set on top of, like, his dresser. There's one underneath his bed.
Sure.
He's got some bricks and stones and glassware and things like that just set up all over his room.
Into cult, see what he's doing?
Sure.
Yeah, 3.
None of this stuff is set up in any way that would be useful for a ritual.
Sure.
So whatever he is doing,
sure.
It does not have anything to do with direct magic.
I look at him bemusedly and I don't believe that is where piss pots are normally stored.
I am testing the limits of my capabilities.
I see. Which capability are you testing?
How many objects I can move at once.
I see.
I'm attempting to progress further in the movement of the mind.
I see. Yes, of course. Up to 4? How many things had moved in the room? Doesn't matter.
I'm double checking. Mostly because it delights me to watch him get so angry when I open the book. Hold on, let me make my find lamp roll.
It's delicious. Because it's his birthday.
Yeah, we have to put up with this shit. Every other week we just do it anyway.
Right.
Alright, Piers.
Fucking tyrant.
As I thought. It depends on the evening. Some nights I can manage a handful, three or five. Other nights I can just focus on the one.
I commend you for your studies. However, I have a task.
Yes, sir.
We had an issue with Lamont last night. I need for you to prepare for me as many bloodstones as you can over the next 3 evenings.
Should I just be using the resources available here at the Chantry?
Yes. Carefully. There should be enough.
Do you have Regent Andretti's clearance for the use of the monks in this fashion? I only ask because I do not want him to ask me what I am doing.
I will ensure the Regent does not disturb you.
I will begin immediately tonight, then.
Very good.
You start stacking things up and putting them away.
Yep. I send Ludovic to tell Cristobal to tell Andretti that I've told Lawrence to do this. And I go find Marius.
Strangely enough, I am in the library.
Pretty strange.
Studying.
I'm also there, because that's where I live.
Yep, you're in your hole.
Yeah. Lawrence will actually come find you as you're going up the stairs.
Sure.
Sir, before I get started, the quickest path to resolving this issue is to simply bleed out a monk.
Of course, not what you will do.
Very good. Just trying to understand the gravity of the situation. I will have as little impact on the population as possible.
Excellent.
And they're all dead.
This is easy slash.
Yeah, right.
He's got an enormous pile of bloodstones.
That's right.
And no monks.
That's right.
You said as many monks as I could.
I just did what you told me.
I didn't say as many monks.
As many bloodstones. So he makes 1,000 1-point bloodstones.
That's fine. I'm sure you have a carry capacity somewhere in the book.
And I'm sure Evan will be glad to find it.
Consult chart matrix A6. You find these guys in the library.
Yeah. So, I walk in, I see that Lamont's not there. I walk over, I open his cabinet.
Hello.
Please join us.
He's just sitting in there, moping.
Yeah.
Head low.
I step out of my cabinet.
You haven't gotten a kitten yet, have you?
No.
I keep talking about that.
He's going to make us find kitten.
Yeah.
It seems like that has to be harder than a fine lantern roll.
Yeah, the kittens move around by themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Stealthy.
Also hard to herd.
Right.
Herd of kittens.
I got an animal cat. I make it work. Much easier to clean them.
Is that me putting them into a blender? Because it's definitely... Anyway. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
If you ghoul something, it stops aging. You'd be an eternal kitten.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Ghoul all the kittens.
What do you think all those lolcats on YouTube came from?
And we're done here.
That's right. Okay. We need to resolve the matter of, do we return to tell Montenegro ourselves, or do we let Earl tell him for us? Thoughts?
I don't trust Earl to deliver the news accurately or favorably towards us.
Marius?
I don't think Earl's necessarily for or against us. I think he'll just say what we told him. I do believe we should go back and finish the investigation, at the very least.
Request the prince's leave to do so.
Mm-hmm. Preferably in just the prince himself, because it's obvious that this is much... There's many people involved.
Let us return and ask for a private audience with the prince. Should he try to overpower us, hopefully the three of us will be able to defend ourselves.
Okay.
I would lay down my life to protect you.
I know that you would.
Especially if Burl tries to attack us.
Alright. We hurt Dirt back to Mulhouse.
Alright. That night.
Very good. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, no, we've been up for 8 minutes, and we're out the fucking door.
That's fine. Cool. Alright, off you go.
If you want to sleep another couple, I could use willpower, but...
Nope.
Yeah, we might want to leave him here.
He'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Are you flying?
I'm flying above their carriage.
Yeah. Help conserve blood. I think it's a good idea to keep him high.
Because he got high.
Okay. So, you guys, Herp and Dirk, towards the Mull House. What horseshit here do I need? Hey, look, Piers.
Yeah, I don't think you need him.
Nope.
If he shows up...
some blood mixed.
If Pierce shows up...
Can you mix some more blood for me?
I love nothing more than mixing blood.
You guys know my opinion of returning NPCs. I'm just saying.
Yes. You have made that clear. Repeatedly and at length, and I am sorry.
Whose fault was that? Blame you.
I don't blame you.
Well, you've mentioned how much you hate it every week for the past 2 years.
It hasn't been every week.
Has it been 2 years?
I don't know.
It has not been 2 years.
It hasn't been 2 years. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say some things I don't want recorded.
Yeah, good idea. You got your papers in order?
Papers? Papers, please.
No tickets!
Can't have any pudding.
Yeah? Is that what we're doing now?
No.
Evan was started making random noises, so I thought that's what we were doing.
Nope.
Is there a scream out there?
Maybe.
It'll be fine.
John's out there.
Yeah, he's got it.
Could have been him screaming. Did sound like a little girl scream, so.
So, Mulhouse.
Alright, so, yep, you guys roll to Mulhouse. There are guards at the gate, as usual. It appears that their intent is to stop your wagon.
Sure.
On the way in. Tell if they're stopping all vehicles on the way in, because you're the only ones on the road.
Sure, we stop.
All right. The guards, and they're just like Mulhouse guards.
Sure.
Look into the wagon. I assume you have Ludovic driving. Sure. But yeah, they'll knock on the door of the wagon.
Sure.
Are you Wolfgang, either?
I am.
We were told to have you await here for a message.
I will wait.
Very good. Points to a guy. The guy goes running off into town.
Sure.
Crossbowmen do not pop up and start firing on him.
Here's the message.
from above, kind of circling, they've been stopped. Someone pops their head into the carriage and then kind of like backs away and gives them their distance. You do see someone, like a guy not in armor, kind of being pointed to. And that guy goes running off from the gate into Mulhouse, into the city itself.
This feels a lot like an ambush, so I'm going to chameleon skin and drop down next to them.
Okay. I assume that you drop down a little ways out, so there's not a huge gust of wind that blows people over.
I don't just let it, I just crater.
You can't see me! Punch!
Meteorites falling from the sky.
Alright, there are a few moments of kind of tense waiting.
By us or the guards? I don't feel very tense here.
All right. But I'm not tense waiting, then.
I'm knocking an arrow. You're ready to kill the first guy who pops up.
Okay.
Yep. I learned my lesson to not think about it.
All right. Fire an arrow. He pops up.
Don't think about it.
No. I'm in my full armor and my sword.
Sure.
Yep.
The guards seem fairly relaxed. Like, they've stopped you. There's no other... there's no other vehicles on the road, so I'm not asking you to move out of the way or anything, but they're not, like, surrounding the vehicle or anything.
Guards.
Yep, they're just the mall house guards.
Sure. But they probably don't know shit, so...
Right. But that is an indication that they have not been told to detain them at any cost and kill them.
Sure.
So am I able to do, like, a perception awareness to see if any of them are ghouls? Is that how awareness works? Can I do a called shot on that?
Perception awareness would tell you ghoul. Anything... an aura perception check on each of them. You'd have to scan each one individually. You could aura perception them to try and pick out whether or not they're ghouls from their aura. That's far more difficult than picking it out in a vampire.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, you need minimum 3 successes to do it. Or with the vampire, you just need 1.
Nope. Not going to worry about it.
Okay.
Just wanted to know.
Excellent choice, sir.
Alright. After a few minutes, I guess after about half an hour, you recognize Taylor come walking out. He's in light armor, but not anything heavy like his stuff.
Taylor was one of the Brujas.
He was the one who owned the... Who told the you bar. Guys and attempted to get anything on fucking board here. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah. He and Chimera...
Interesting.
...come walking out.
Yes.
She's doddering, and he is helping her.
I jump out of the wagon.
Okay. The Turk and Eduardo are nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
But they come walking out. You see him pass a small sack to one of the guards. And the guards all kind of like cluster together and start to get money out.
Sure.
He comes walking up and says, "Wasn't sure whether we'd expect you back or not. I hear things got a little interesting last night."
Nothing terribly interesting.
That's good.
Why have you detained us?
Detain's really the wrong word. I would like to discuss a few matters with you before you go on about whatever business you are here to go on about, and then I will allow you on your way to do as you will.
Speak.
Kind of like looking around, guards seem fairly well off. We can't speak here, sure. Is your, friend anywhere around?
He is nearby.
Okay.
I start aiming. Hard shot on Taylor.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is this one of the special arrows or normal arrow?
Go!
Normal arrow.
Okay. He turns to Chimera, pats her hand a few times, and says, "We must speak with the matron. Please." She looks at him and narrows her eyes. Does not fit. She straightens, folds her hands together, and says, "I'm here. You may proceed." He clears his throat. So, before anything else is said, I have no intention of harm towards you or any of yours.
Likewise.
That may or may not be true in a few moments' time, but know that my intention is to come here under a flag of peace.
Your intention to not harm us may not be true, or mine to harm you may not be true?
Yours to harm me may not be true.
I see.
I'm excited.
My name is Julian Brodovich. You've perhaps heard of me.
I see.
I do not wish to be tied to a fate of chasing and being chased around the countryside by you for the next decade. Instead, I thought it best for us to discuss the current situation and my goals here. And perhaps for your family to grasp at an opportunity.
I'm listening.
He pats the woman's hand again. Or actually puts his hand on her shoulder. She's got her hands clasped. I spoke to the matron before I acted. She gave me her blessing to end Michael's existence. He was not... He looks over at her, and she speaks from there. He had no interest in enlightenment or education. He was content to wallow in his own degradation and the enjoyment that mortals could bring him. He was not an asset to my family, and his habits were becoming difficult to contain. Taylor, Julian, whatever his name is, continues. Solomon needed to die because either Malapus or Colmar needs to control this region. Whichever prince wins this skirmish must do so and do so quickly and gain control of both cities. Whether they install a puppet, they rule in one from the other, I don't care. But these two being in each other's throats for the next 6-7 decades will not help any of us with what's coming. You know that my family is leaving.
Yes.
I've spoken with my sire.
Quite an unusual conversation.
My family has been told to no longer involve themselves in canine affairs.
Told by whom?
Those who claim to speak for our founder.
I see.
That we have a greater destiny. That we must become something else. As far beyond vampires as vampires are beyond mortals. I'm not going to waste your time or mine with the rhetoric.
What is coming to this region that a unified Colmar and Mulhouse would somehow be prepared for?
There is a clan of vampires far to the east of here. They call themselves the Hunters, the Children of Akeem, the Asimites. Around here they're just called the Moors because their skin turns black with age. They have been incensed by the Crusades, by the constant probing of human forces into the Holy Lands. They, I suspect correctly, have assumed that our kind is behind this. Les Sombre have their hands in a lot of church functions. Ventru can raise an army with a wave of the hand. I don't know that the two groups are working together, but regardless,
of course,
the Asimites feel that their territory has been encroached on by the West, and they are coming west. Not with a crusade, not with soldiers, but they're coming to do what I have been doing, to find the weak spots, to
terrorize.
To destabilize and put us against each other. put us at each other's throats, and then, in moments of weakness, strike. Killing key elders, leaving entire regions in chaos.
Why do you tell me these things? What stops me from slaying you where you stand and going and telling Montenegro the truth?
I can assist you, and I am not tied into the politics of Colmar or Mulhouse in such a way that backstabbing you or harming you is to my benefit. My family and yours have been at war for a long time, as long as yours has been around, and this is important enough to me that I see your family as able to assist. This is your chance to step onto the stage of history. So nothing stops you from killing me, except the information I know and the guidance I can provide.
Not to put too fine a point on it, my dear Bradovich, but it is not clear to me that you are offering me anything but to be a pawn in a different game.
I have no strings on me any longer. I have been denied by my clan. I do not represent any higher power.
This is none.
Whom would be pulling your strings?
You.
Me? My intention was to manipulate you and pull your strings, but not be putting myself in harm's way by speaking directly to you.
Unless you don't believe that you are threatened.
I believe very much that I am threatened. I've been weaving a terrible, incestuous little knot of politics around here. And your family shows up, and you are the Caesarian sword through my Gordian knot. You can be an enemy, or you can be an ally. I do not have the resources to make an enemy of you. And quite frankly, my family is insane. My family is not worth the effort anymore. So I need to find protection elsewhere.
Oh, that our elders could hear you say that.
Tell them.
First, I must tell you, if you are not already aware, that Earl intends tonight to tell Prince Montenegro what we have learned about your deceit. We did not know it was you, but we know the mechanism by which Solomon and Michael died. We told Earl we were coming back to have an audience with Montenegro. This much will be known. It is going to be clear to him that almost certainly a fleshcrafter was involved. Are you certain they know? You are in league with Lucius. You parade us as his child.
Yes.
Was there another tailor?
There still is.
I see. He has not detected this deceit.
He's in on it.
He is in on it.
Lucius believes in the threat that I have described. Has provided me an opportunity to do as I will.
I see.
Taylor is well kept and will quietly make his return, none the wiser from anyone around here. And because everyone thinks that I am Taylor, powers are then used. If Taylor is accused of anything, Taylor is suspected, powers would be used to summon him. They think I am Taylor. They would summon him. He would arrive, read his mind, find he knows nothing.
Let's see.
Was Anders your sire as well?
What?
The guy who's the bones. Remember? You got it from Andretti. Was it Anders was his name? What did you say it was? Anders?
Anders was the dead guy. The guy who was executed. The person who was supposed to be Solomon.
Yes, Anders.
And executed was Solomon.
Yes, Anders was executed by Montenegro, thinking he was Solomon.
Yes.
Yes.
But you just asked
if Anders was his sire.
Which is
is his child, sorry. Sorry, okay, yes.
Was that his name?
Yes.
Yes.
Briefly,
I put an arrow in it.
Okay. Make the roll.
Now, perception, I get an extra die for every round I spend aiming.
Yep. How many dots of perception do you have?
4.
You can add all 4 of them to this roll.
Wow.
So dex plus archery plus all of your dots.
Lamont learned a lesson.
Yes. We now have a tailor.
This one is just personal. Like, oh yeah, I made a kid and then beat him forever. And heart shot is diff 9.
Heart shot is diff 9.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Before you do that, go ahead, because it's going to matter, everybody go ahead and make me an initiative roll. You are getting surprised this round, so you are going to act before anybody else does.
Dice plus wits plus dex, right?
Dice plus wits plus dex.
16.
Wow.
I will come around and get all of your... Wolfgang.
10.
And Marcus.
14.
Alright, so we're doing when it comes down to it.
If. It might not necessarily. Well, he's going first, though. He needs to see what everyone else is doing first. Bruja do not have Auspex. Alcavian does. Remember that.
In the surprise round, you fire your arrow. You two are in the middle of speaking.
Yeah.
Yulian's eyes go wide, and he throws himself sideways.
Okay.
So.
He has
Go ahead and make your attack.
Yeah, but it's diff 9. 4 successes.
Okay. You manage to hit him, but only with a single success as he throws himself out of the way.
With a hard shot.
With a hard shot. So right. You need at least, after soak, and he is wearing, like I said, boiled leather armor. After soak, you will need at least 3 successes worth of damage to stake him.
Okay. So my bow does 3 automatically, and then I get 1 for my success?
No. First one just lets you do your initial damage. It's everyone after that.
Yeah.
So all of these need to be unsoaked successes to stake it.
Correct.
Awesome.
It's possible you could just fail.
1. 1 success.
Okay. So he throws himself sideways as an arrow hits and then lodges sideways through his armor.
Yeah.
He hits the ground and then the actual round will start. So, declaring first, Wolfgang. This is also you declare any spends that you would like to do.
Yeah. I'm going to just defend. Because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yulian is declaring next because he had a ball shitty roll.
Yeah.
He's going to push himself to his feet and he is going to declare supernatural actions. He's going to activate a power.
Okay.
Chimera. is going to GTFO. She is also activating a supernatural power. Marius.
So they're both... So she's getting out... Okay.
Well, she is turning away. Run. Like, she is specifically... Like, her eyes go wide. She has a sharp intake of breath. And she starts turning away.
I am social. Action.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you do that and defend?
Depends on the social action.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling, hold. trying to calm things down.
Your plan is to give him a direct order to stop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So knowing this, you get to act before him. So you're not breaking any rules if you do something before you get an order.
Okay.
You're at the top of the round.
Yeah, I put an arrow in Yulian.
Okay. Another arrow into Yulian. Is he going to break to dodge?
Yeah. Oh, I'm also going to spend blood.
Okay.
Into dex. My dex is too high. I'm more at the top of the initiative.
Legit. Alright, you are now going on 18 instead of 16.
Are you going to do a willpower to hit?
I have 2 willpower.
Use one. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you should. Make it count. If you're going to do this, go all in.
Okay.
No, I think he's going to depend on his supernatural powers to defend himself. All
right. And my aim dice go away when I take a shot, right?
Correct. You only had the aim dice for the first one.
Okay. I will spend the willpower for a success.
Yes.
Okay. Because Brandon told me to.
Yes, you should. Use that willpower.
Because when I think about my sources of judgment...
Come to me first.
Brandon's on top of that list.
1, 2, I have a specialty in heart shot.
3,
specialty in heart shot. Oh, just 3.
4. Okay.
4 with my willpower.
Alright, so that is 3 lethal dice plus 3 extra dice.
There we go. Now you might get it.
Now this might happen. These are just D6s you're looking for.
Oh, Papa needs a new pair of everything. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alright. He got 2. Which is crappy because he had a shit ton of dice for that. Alright, so he takes 2 lethal as this arrow impacts into his chest. He winces, but he doesn't go stiff as a board.
What about light as a feather?
He always floats like a man.
Okay.
This guy's going to fleshcraft himself in later centuries and be Cassius Clay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a thing. All right.
I wouldn't bet on that.
That's fair. Turns out he's not.
Later centuries are pretty ambitious.
So that was Lamont's action.
Later minutes.
Marius.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling him. Hold. We're talking here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. He's not going to try to escalate. He's going to try to...
Love it.
Yes.
Okay. There's Marius.
Yep.
Let's see. Highest wits plus alertness at the table.
Wits...
I'm at 5.
I am also at 5.
5.
Cool. All right. Does anybody have a 5 or lower willpower rating? Not your current willpower. This is a mind-affecting power.
Then yes, I do.
Okay. You forget that Chimera was ever here. Lamont just... She is excised from his sight. He doesn't remember her ever being here. For the two of you, Chimera turns, takes half a step, and instead of, like, hearing her boot thud against the ground, she's gone.
Nice.
There's an emptiness in the air where she used to be.
Yeah.
It's rather foolish of Yulian to come alone.
Oh, fuck balls.
Alright. So that was Chimera. Yulian's action. He takes half a step forward and pulls the arrow out of his chest. and a supernatural effect washes over the three of you.
Really?
Yes. Under Majesty's influence, hearts break, powers tremble, and the bold shake. Do any of you have that Tremere ritual that lets you deny the effects of presence right now?
No.
Okay. Very good. That would be fucking
because
awesome.
Why would I?
Right. A little somber, don't have that crap. What do I have to worry about?
Right.
Obviously, they do.
Oh, they do if they're actually
Shamisen.
Shamisen, yeah.
Masquerading as Brua. This is very confusing.
Welcome to Vampire Plots. All right, so I need to pretend to be a Brua in a city full of La Sombra so the Tremere can... Oh, fuck it. Just kill everybody. Majesty inspires universal respect, devotion, fear, or all of those emotions at once, and those are on the vampire. The weak scramble to obey her every whim, and even the most dauntless find it almost impossible to deny her. People affected find the vampire so formidable that they dare not risk her displeasure. Raising their voices to her is difficult. Raising a hand against her is unthinkable. Those few who shake off the vampire's potent mystique enough to oppose her are shouted down by the many under her thrall before the immortal need even respond. So, the way it works is a person subject to this power must make a courage roll, difficult equal to the vampire's charisma plus intimidation, if you wish to be rude or contrary. Success allows you to act normally for a moment, so for the round. Although you feel the weight of the displeasure crushing down upon you, if you fail the roll, you abort that action. If you botch the roll, you throw yourself on the ground in abject humiliation in front of them, begging their forgiveness. If you wish to take combat action against them, you have to spend a point of willpower and then make that roll.
Okay.
So, the power ends if they take physical action against him.
No, he didn't.
So, he pops that power, pulls the arrow out, and says, "Stop!" Drops it to the ground. There is no need for this. Show yourself.
I would like to say something rude against him.
Very good.
Yeah.
You may roll your courage. Your difficulty is 8.
I got 1 success.
Okay, you can say something rude.
He fed his child to the headman.
Of course, we want to be his friend too now.
Are you guys reacting in any way? You could attempt to resist, certainly.
Silence, Lamont. Stay your hand. Do nothing until I say. My apologies.
He pulls the second arrow off his vest and throws that away. Chimera walks up behind him. Where the hell did Chimera come from? Lamont's like, wait, what? She was also affected by it. So she comes back up, standing next to him with her hands in her sleeves, kind of like looking pert, dainty, and unhappy with you. There will be time enough to recount displeasures and assumed crimes later. If your creature cannot control itself, perhaps it should be absent from this discussion.
He will obey me.
Do I have your word?
Yes.
I would feel more comfortable if it showed itself.
The guards and stuff are still around, right?
They're back a little ways, and like some arrows hit this guy, so they're kind of like looking over there, but like you guys seem to be fine, so they're not doing much anything.
No, we're just standing there.
He will not be revealed to the mortals.
So have him stand behind your carriage. Out of their sight.
Very well. Lamont.
Is it possible... Can I know before the effects end that we are all under the influence of this presence?
There is no mistaking that you are under the effect of a supernatural power. This... This level of power is not subtle. It's not like entrancement or anything like that. You know that, like, the crushing weight of his personality is affecting you. Imagine that scene in Fellowship of the Rings where Gandalf is like, I'm not trying to rob you! Yeah. Shut the fuck up! That's what this power is. Like, he's grown 3 feet in the height.
Extended edition,
right? Like, everything darkens around him while he begins to brighten up. Yeah.
Is there anything preventing me from leaving?
Small children, dude.
Sorry, my bad.
I could have you look like you were standing up there. I was like, whoa.
I apologize. I'll watch my language. The only thing that could, in theory, stop you from leaving is if he really wanted you to stay. But he's already insinuated that he'd rather have you gone, so you can totally just GTFO.
Yeah, I'm going to go tell Andretti that his children have been brain-whammied by Yuli and Brodovich.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So there's a stirring...
And for what it's worth, I'm also aware I've been brain-whammied, but I'm okay with it. This is how I wanted the conversation to go anyway.
So there's a stirring of dust and wind. Your robes are whipped around a little bit, and...
Lamont has left us.
More's the better. And as he says that, the power, like the ripples of power off of him just cease.
Good.
It's almost as if there's a crushing weight around your heart that's now gone.
One of Lamont's strengths is that he is, to a fault, invested in the well-being of other creatures. One of his weaknesses is that he is easily provoked.
Interestingly, I am quite familiar with the flesh-crafted monstrosities that one might use to defend their family.
Indeed. You were saying.
As I was saying, he shifts uncomfortably, and then an arrowhead pops out of his chest.
Nice.
Should have used the special one.
Yeah, then in 3 hours he'll fall down.
For 3 hours.
How is Chimera doing?
She's fine. She's standing there prim and proper.
Still not crazy.
She's very crazy.
Yeah, apparently you can invoke her different personalities somehow.
Like asking to speak to the matron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Know the names of them. Yeah. You call them for. Where were we?
You were telling us of the Asimites. Yes. And I was insinuating you wanted me to become your pawn, I believe is where we left off.
And I was suggesting that perhaps the relationship need not be so one-sided. I need protection. I can provide support and a host of skills.
Certainly.
And contacts in the region that you don't have.
What is your end game? You don't wish to be prince.
No.
Is this a charity project of Yulian Brodovich? That these two cities might combine to fend off the heathen Asimites when they come in 70 years?
When they come, they will put us all to fang. They're on some sort of religious crusade. They think Diablerie is their blood right. So,
terrible.
Let's call this enlightened self-interest.
Why not simply announce that you know that this threat looms over all of us? Certainly Montenegro and D'Augustine can see themselves cleared to band together against a common foe.
Not with each other.
Oh. History tells us many times over. A common foe bands together the most unlikely of allies.
And if they were coming to knock down the gate with armed Saracen hordes with torches and pitchforks, yes. But that's not how they will come. There will be knives in the dark. More will simply disappear in the night.
How does one prince solve something that two princes don't?
The two cities won't be at odds with each other the same way they are now. This state of conflict between the two cities has existed far longer than I've been playing this game. I'm just speeding up the cycle. I want to see it done. This will end with one of them dead at the other's feet.
So why doesn't Lucius, with his great strength, combined with Montenegro's strength, simply go crush D'Agostino? D'Agostino's family is small.
No. D'Agostino's family, Colmar, is small. D'Agostino is very well connected. The Venture who have settled in Constantinople and rule the Empire are more than just kin by name to her. She sends the right letter, or the right person gets wind that she is no more, there will be more Venture here. And even if she doesn't have an army of blood-bound Childer ready to summon shadows at her will, she has the entirety of the human population of her city at her beck and call, in a way that none of the Lysandra can begin to understand.
So D'Agostino cannot be removed because Phantom Venturi will swipe down and murder us all. Then clearly Montenegro must be removed.
And if Montenegro is removed, then all of his assets and his family within the church will look into the matter. We run into the same problem. These two clans are very well organized, very well connected, and have long histories of collusion in among their own to support their own bids for power.
Then I submit that war, when it starts, never stops. And you do not get your end. Montenegro crushes D'Agostino. The Venture of Constantinople come and crush Montenegro. The Church of the Lysandra come and crush the Venture.
The Lysandra and the Venture will not risk all-out war against each other. Their forces are too powerful.
Then we are back to square one.
If I kill D'Agostino, if I kill Montenegro, then forces beyond my control come looking for me. If one side is convinced that the other has done it, this becomes a political matter between their two clans, and it's stuck in committee for the next century.
Certain. So why have you not used your powers to impersonate Earl and spark Montenegro the right direction? Or convince Lucius to do so?
We'll get to Lucius in a moment.
Why?
I'm here to spark Montenegro in the right direction. That's exactly what I'm doing. That's the game that's being played. Get Montenegro, or get D'Agostino to be the one to make the move. So it's not me doing it. For similar reasons, Lucius cannot just stand up and take the head of one of them and declare himself prince of the city, because the Brujah don't have the level of support the Lysandra and the Venture have. He is a powerful elder with far-reaching contacts and allies. He is one of perhaps a handful of Brujah who remember how to speak in full sentences.
How do I contact you?
That's a very good question.
We are not going to resolve this standing here this evening.
No. Are you intent on going in and reporting all of this to Montenegro?
I am intent on going in and reporting what Earl knows to Montenegro. I wish to stay welcome in this city. And now that you have told me the truth, I do not fear that Montenegro is somehow behind it and will have my head when I speak to him.
No.
So yes, I'm going to go request an audience with the prince. I'm going to tell him that Solomon was not Solomon. And then I'm going to leave. And then I will consult with my elder. And I will meditate. And I will decide what to do with your proposal. I don't believe I can trust you yet.
No, that's fair. I'm not asking for your trust.
So before we have a further conversation about your resources and your support and my protection and the many permutations thereof, I'm going to decide if I'm even interested in doing business with you.
To the northeast of here, 2 or 3 miles off the main road between the two cities.
Yes.
There's a small farming village. It doesn't even have a name, just a collection of huts and houses. There is a barn painted yellow once, fading with age. If you leave a note for me there, it will get to me.
Very good. I do have one question. I look to Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you permit this?
Permit which?
Michael, why do you band with this Bradovich?
What he says is true. The coming war with the Asimites echoes backwards through time. It will happen. The outcome is not set, but the war is coming. And as I said, Michael was a disappointment.
Yellow Barn, a note.
He nods. For obvious reasons, I don't suspect you'll be seeing much of Taylor out here for the next couple of weeks. My people will know where to find me. Leave me instructions on how to find you.
Very good. Does anyone else know of you? Are you certain?
Yes.
Very good. I get back in my wagon.
Okay. He heads back into town. He and Chimera head back into town.
No, he just leaves her there.
Pushes her down in the mud.
That's right.
Crazy old bitch!
We roll up to the palace and I request an audience with the prince.
Alright. Lamont is still traveling.
Okay.
Tell him.
As fast as I can fly towards the chantry.
Yep.
Do you have time to contact Andretti before we reach Elysium here?
That takes like a half an hour. So, I'm betting...
No. It's probably not going to make you wait for that. But, we will cut back to Lamont, because he's flying as fast as he possibly can, while you guys are politely waiting to
Plus, if he's flying as fast as he can, he gets there within a half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a couple hours by wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, as fast as I can, I rush down to his cellar.
Yep. You are let in. He's waiting for you because you told one of the ghouls that you need to talk to him, so you let in down there.
Yep, can I help push you? Past the ghoul.
You push Marcus onto his ass. He says, "Ow!"
Taylor is Julian Radovich. He's influenced Marius and Wolfgang with some sort of mind control power. It affected me too. I couldn't fight back against him. I just had to leave and tell you. He's the one who killed Solomon, at least framed Solomon. His child. He turned his child into Solomon. And then fed him to the headman. Because he's trying to create war between Mulhouse and Colmar. So that there'll be one dominant party when the Asimites come from the east.
Andretti is listening patiently up until the point where you're like, because the Asimites are coming! He's like, what? The Asimites are coming from the east?
That's what you had said.
There's little I can do from here. Let us look in on there.
Okay.
He grabs his big cello bowl, pours water into it, he's chanting over it. Images of an image of Wolfgang appears, and the image, the camera pans back, if you will. You see both Wolfgang and Marius in a sitting room in the big cathedral, off to one of the sides, kind of like quietly waiting.
They're probably waiting to meet with the prince.
Seems that they have not been physically harmed. There's no way I can check the states of their minds from here. You've done right to come and contact me. Which would be worse for you? Sitting and watching here with me if something terrible happens to them, or flying back and arriving too late if something terrible happens to them.
I'll head back immediately. Do you have any support, anything that could help them? Anything, something to stop them from getting in my mind?
Yes. It will take some time. Sit.
New rule, wake up and cast the non-mind whammy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, as generation jump.
Yeah, that only lasts for a few hours, though.
Only if you're greedy.
You sit down and stare into the bowl.
Okay. It continues to show them. He begins casting Paths of the Foul Presence on you.
Okay.
He ties a little yellow or a little blue ribbon around your wrist.
But you couldn't only cast it on yourself.
Damn you.
That was one of the limitations of the power.
I like making him look at the book.
That's why he's saying damn you, not because he doesn't get the power. Because
right.
I have to open the book back up now.
Yeah.
What level is it? Four?
Yeah.
Or three?
Three.
Take that, three.
It is a level three ritual.
God damn it.
Aha! I win.
I hate it when you're right. Is there a rule that says a dog can't play basketball?
Nope.
Fantastic.
Sweet.
Oh, it has to be around your neck. It ties a blue cord around your neck.
I'm fancy.
A big blue cord. Huh?
That's actually a thin one, and then he wraps it in black cloth. He casts the ritual, and then he looks you in the eye, and he mind wipes you from knowing exactly what was done. You just know that you are protected. Like, I'm not going to speak it out or roll out the dice
right
here, because I don't want to make my fine lantern check.
That's fine.
But
I'm at a negative one difficulty
right
for mind control
yeah effects. So basically, the way that this effect settles down, you can only talk to other Tremere about what was done to you, and only when you do not believe any non-Tremere are present. You know that you are protected from powers like the one that was used on you before. You don't understand how.
Right. He gave me a magic neckerchief.
No, you don't even know you have a magic neckerchief. Like, as far as you know, he gave you this in the
I wake up in Reno under a new name.
Yes. As far as you know, he gave you this scarf to keep your neck warm. Or because you've been listening to this music for years before the band got big.
Okay.
Nice. The two do not equate in your mind.
Okay. Just as I thought my neck was cold.
Yeah.
So you take it off.
I don't need
my
it.
My neck gets cold.
You do also know not to take the necklace out. We'll cover all of our bases with this guy. It's five dots of intelligence. Anyway, so.
Your special necklace.
And then you can be sent upon your way. But before you go, because that ritual takes a few minutes to cast, 10 minutes to cast, you'll get the first 10 minutes of conversation going on here as you guys are let into the presence of the Prince of Mulhouse.
But I can't hear it anyway.
You can. You can hear through scrying. You guys have heard the scrying sensor every other time.
Mm. No, we couldn't hear.
Never heard anything through the scrying sensor.
Nah, never mind, you can't hear anything through the scrying.
Yeah, we could
see it. I wish the rules were consistent.
I wish the storytelling was consistent.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, if you could hear too, I mean that would
be incredible.
Yeah, yes, I want that power now.
Everyone constantly.
Right.
Tell him he's an asshole.
Right. Alright. So did we get a private audience with the prince as we requested?
You are no. You, the prince, and Earl are
that's
in the room together.
That's fine.
Did we see Earl before we saw the prince?
So you're let into the main
yeah
room. Earl is standing by the prince, and they're quietly speaking.
Sure.
You guys had sent a message ahead to one of the ghouls that I want to get a private audience with the
sure
prince.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
okay
in his officious voice, he's like, I understand you wish a private audience with me on a matter.
Yeah.
You may speak with myself and my child come this way.
Sure, fine. Yeah. So as we walk in, I bow. I look at Earl. Have you told him?
Not yet. I was waiting to see if he would arrive. Perception awareness, both of you.
Oh, that's something I'm good at. Is it in my head?
No.
Okay.
Diff is 7.
One, two, three.
You have Auspex up, that does affect it. Would you have Auspex up?
No. Three.
Two.
With two, Wolfgang is aware that the room feels off somehow, but he can't put his finger on what it is. With three successes, the room is bright. Like, it's almost as if the shadows have been leached from the walls. And in the corners where shadows have gathered, they are dark. Dark, dark, dark. It's almost like the contrast has been turned really high.
Knowledge cult? Maybe I know?
I'm guessing they're controlling the shadows.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. I want to know what the power is.
Sure,
if I
it's
can.
Cult.
Yeah.
Diff 8.
One success.
Will Somber have control over shadows?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe a shadow thing that they're doing with shadows. The shadow thing. Dogs, bees in their mouths.
I was hoping I'd roll like all nines or something.
Yeah, yeah. Could have been awesome.
And you gain mastery of shadows yourself.
Yes, sir.
There's a thing for that. There's an app for
that. I think the app is Diablo.
The lobstery, thank you.
That's right. A Diablo is the prince.
Mom!
Wow.
Yeah, it's works. Too bad Theft of Vitae doesn't let you Diablo-ize.
Right?
Neither the prince nor Earl are sitting. There is a table with, like, sure. Six chairs at it. Chairs have been pushed out for the two of you. The Prince Montenegro is kind of, like, pacing back and forth at the other end of the room, and Earl is standing with his arms folded about halfway down the room on the left side.
Earl detained us last night as we re-entered the city because we learned that the Solomon whom you executed and gave us the bones of was not, in fact, Solomon.
Proceed.
We are able to learn things from inanimate objects. We demonstrated this to Earl last night. If necessary, it can be demonstrated to yourself.
He looks over at Earl. Earl just nods once and he says, "That is unnecessary."
We stopped outside of town and learned from the wall that Solomon had been slain by one whom looked like Solomon. The false Solomon then made his way back into the city and got as far as the barn in which Earl and we had a conversation. And that is all I know. But I am certain that there is skullduggery about.
I see.
As this is your city, I felt compelled to return and inform you of such.
Who else knows of this?
Ourselves and Earl.
And whom have you spoken to? He looks over at Earl. Yeah, go for it. Earl, you can all give me, both of you, perception or alertness. Or perception empathy, or subterfuge.
Ha ha!
You put a dot in subterfuge?
I put two dots in subterfuge.
Yeah, subterfuge! Buy a fucking dot of subterfuge!
What's the diff?
Diff is 6.
How do you feel about insightful?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you feel about 5 successes?
Jesus, balls probably bigger than Earl's pool, but let's double check.
My balls probably are bigger than his pool.
Giggity. Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity, giggity. Not bigger than his pool.
The other plates are
under your plate.
Yeah, I mean, you put some stuff on layaway. 7 wonders, like the complete thing. Where is it?
It's behind the counter. There's a bag.
It's just on the floor?
Yeah. Oh. Earl says, "None, Your Highness." And there's a moment as he says that Montenegro's eyebrow begins to raise. Nice. And very quickly, Earl continues with, "Except for Chimera, whom I told to see if I could, if the truth of what they said could be verified. Montenegro is silent for a moment. Bill, you want a fork?
No, I'm just going to go face first.
That's
what she said.
Yeah, baby! That's how I roll on my birthday.
Face first.
Gotta get sore after a while, huh?
Thank you very much, Evan.
Yes.
You should have birthdays every week.
Done! Wait.
Could be an old man off the
Yeah, I'd be 40 before the end of the month. I guess I wouldn't before the end of the month. In 2 weeks. Anyway. Moving on. I math bad.
It's a good thing you own a business.
Okay. Montenegro holds up a hand. Says, we will speak more on this later.
I think the box that doesn't fit in is wandering.
I took all the boxes out earlier today.
No worries.
Double check.
Sorry, Ming. Continue.
I've said what I came to say. It is my intent, with your leave, to continue our investigation.
You have no knowledge of the true identity of the perpetrator?
Not as yet.
Perception, or manipulation, subterfuge.
Hey, I've got dice in this now.
How important is this to you?
Willpower.
Yeah, I'll spend the willpower. It's pretty important.
Okay. Tip of success.
Three successes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Useless prince.
Just wasn't his day, man.
I know, right? He got ball successes on the last one.
You should just dual abstract him right now.
Right?
Yeah, well, he's rolling badly. Quick! Go in for the kill.
I'm the prince now.
Everybody knows bad dice come in streaks.
To be honest, I wasn't certain that you weren't behind it and would have me beheaded as soon as I told you this.
A fair concern in other circumstances. You do not believe that the creature executed was the one responsible?
I do not know. I know that the Solomon that you killed was not Solomon.
What happened to Solomon?
He was killed outside the gates. We didn't find his remains, right?
No, we haven't found him yet.
No. We've not yet searched for his remains.
You have my leave to do so and return them to his lady mother. And you wish my permission to remain in Mulhouse investigating the identity of the real killer?
Yes. As I said when I was here before, I seek truth.
And how would you go about this investigation?
My associate will continue to trace back to when this Solomon became, when someone else became this Solomon. See if anyone spoke to the imposter. Etc.
And if you find someone else that's spoken to the imposter, for example, let us say that Earl was in on this all along. Earl opens his mouth to say something, and a look from Montenegro shuts his face.
Because Earl's an asshole.
Not kept around for his intelligence. If you then approached him,
with accusation or with polite inquiry, and he were to respond, "You have not the authority to ask me these questions," what then would you do?
I think at any point we learn something implicating or requiring us to speak to anyone, we would consult with you first. You personally, and you alone.
You have my leave to speak to my walls, or rain barrels, or abandoned wagons, or what have you. Anywhere in the city except this Elysium. In my private havens.
Of course.
You may not enter the territory of another without their express permission, and you do not have permission to inquire with any canines in this city on this matter. You are not officially investigating by my word. You are not my sheriff. You are not doing your diligence or duty for Mulhouse.
Certainly.
If you find compelling evidence of any sort that can be substantial and brought to me beyond I heard the wall say, we can continue with our discussion. Our discussions will continue to be, he looks over at Earl, private with addendums. You have the opportunity here to do well in my eyes. Your search for the truth in this matter has intrigued and impressed me. This has gone from a bizarre footnote in the history of my city to a matter of interesting intrigue. Are the Shaughnessy involved? Are the Nosferatu involved?
The Psalms!
I await your results with bated breath.
Thank you.
He gestures to the door.
Idea, wise Earl, and leave.
Monty is like, oh, thank God.
So, which one now is going to be my sheriff? How about that Taylor guy?
He seems cool.
Yeah. Should make him.
Whenever I hang out and talk with him, he's really nice. I like him.
So did Lamont wing his way 10 minutes through that conversation?
Yes.
Okay. Where is Lamont going?
Well, first I will, I guess, circle the Elysium, see if their wagon's there.
Yep. By the time you get there, their wagon is there.
Making increasingly poor decisions. I go stealth and sneak inside.
Alright.
I'm sure nothing can possibly go wrong here.
Oh, nothing at all.
Are you going to attune yourself to the building?
With my last willpower? No, I think I have a fair bet where they are. I'm going to go down into the catacombs where the Elysium is. And look with my eyes.
Okay.
Look with your looking holes.
What are you guys doing after your interview with the prince?
We're going to go back home.
I believe we should also confirm the story, because we don't necessarily know if Julian is, or Taylor,
you make a fine
is telling the truth.
Where are you guys talking about this?
Right in front of the prince.
In their cabin, right? Or in their carriage.
Julian,
okay, so you guys are walking back out to the carriage before you say anything.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. You find them leaving. You just fall in the step behind them?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. You guys make your way back out to the carriage. You cannot fit in the carriage.
I climb on top of the carriage.
The carriage begins to lurch from side to side.
I look out on top of the carriage.
You see nothing. Except Ludovic going...
Ludovic, be calm. Welcome back, Lamont.
How are your minds doing?
He released us as soon as you left.
How kind of him.
Until further notice, unless I am incapacitated, you will not act until you are instructed. Is that clear?
Legion Andretti was of the opinion that I did well in coming and telling him about Julian, and that the two of you could be in imminent danger.
Was he of the opinion that you did well shooting Julian unprovoked?
I believe we should take this matter elsewhere.
Very well.
You guys are just talking out like, he's like, what?
For once, Marius is like, what the hell are you guys doing? My god, is this what it's like to talk with me? Come on, guys! Wait, pay attention! Don't make me be the smart one in the room. It hurts.
Where are we going?
To continue our investigation.
Where are we going geographically?
I believe the barn
back
is...
to the barn.
Barn is where we last left off.
Yep.
Gotta confirm this. He could be straight out lying to us.
Can we montage this again?
Yeah?
Okay, montage.
At this point, the only concern I have is the dwindling resources of your party's gargoyle.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Here's what we'll say. We'll say, we are going to continue to trace this back to prove the assertions. You may return to the chantry. We will see you shortly.
Be careful.
Always. I don't have to be careful when my crazy gargoyle is shooting people in the goddamn time.
I leave.
That may or may not have been the most sensible thing done tonight. I'm just saying.
Sending him away or him shooting Taylor?
I'll say yes to both of those. This all seems legit to me.
Yep.
So,
just a point of clarification. Wolfgang is not actually my direct superior, right? I answer directly to Andretti.
That's a fuzzy line. You can absolutely be of that opinion.
Okay. Yes.
Except you're bloodbound to point to me. Don't forget that.
You are bloodbound to point to him. This is true. So you do think of him often. But
when I'm alone.
He is not the master of the chantry. And
right.
Your job is to protect the chantry. So Regent Andretti is your master.
Okay.
He just happens to be another hound in the pack. One who is very important.
Okay.
I gotta feed him some more blood.
Yes, you do. You should.
So you want to go back to the chantry?
Why do you think I'm starting to leave him bowls of blood?
Get him used to it.
Right?
Oh, so you already took care of that this morning. Ah, I see. Much better. Much better. Okay.
Alright. You two montage your shit.
Yep. Yeah. How much blood?
17!
3 blood.
Sure.
All your blood.
You talk to the barn. The barn leads you back to the outside of an inn. At the outside of the inn, you find out that this guy was speaking to someone else.
Who?
The fake Solomon.
Okay.
Was speaking to someone else. And then from there, it leads you back to an abandoned building across the street from the place that you guys were staying at, that cabin. That you guys were staying at, and speaking to the floors inside that building, the floor says, a man came in, and then he rubbed his face, and he looked like another man.
Yes, okay. And what did he look like before he rubbed his face? Describe. Yeah, I want to know both.
Make your willpower roll. See how much of this you get. You're already
seeing
what you're up for.
1, 2, 3, 4... 4 successes.
Okay.
Yep. 4 successes.
It, as best it can, describes a pale man with dark brown, maybe black hair. He was wearing exactly the same clothes when he came and when he left. But then he rubbed his face and he looked like a slightly stalker. Slightly shorter man with darker skin and curly brown hair. And then you realize you have no goddamn clue what Julian looks like.
But he does, because he's bloodwalked Andrash.
That's true.
Does it look like, describing it?
Tallish, thin, very pale, long, very dark hair that is usually kept in a ponytail.
Very good.
Where else are you guys going from there? So we have montaged you finding
right.
that
piece. So we have proven that Julian was the guy. Right.
Who attacked him.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, at this point, you have specific resolution to someone physically changed his appearance to look like this guy and then wandered through town talking to people about things before he finally got out to the wall and literally jumped off the wall and ended on this guy things first.
Right. Okay, so that was Julian, and then at some point between that and the execution, it was switched out for another dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys do not have that specifically, but since you've spoken to Julian and he has said, oh, is that guy's name? I like... That's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
They need a vampire body that looks like this. That is a thing I can produce.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. We go back to the chantry.
Okay.
Let's find the body first. The bones and ashes.
Ah, yes.
Little child.
Sweet child of mine.
How much blood will it take to find it?
Three more.
Okay, I find the ashes and bones.
The walls are really stupid, so... Alright, you find... I mean, you don't find ashes because the bits of bone scrap have been buried in the ground. There's not even full bones left. Like, this body was old enough that the bones were brittled down.
Okay.
You find scraps of bone and teeth.
Yep.
And things like that.
Sure.
Okay. Collect them up.
Yep. Alright. We go back to the chantry.
Okay. We'll take a piss. You go back to the chantry and take a piss. Vampires, don't piss! Quick, get them!
I spend blood.
And just piss blood! Alright. I'm going to go throw those things away. Are we back on?
Yeah.
Alright. So, due to illness, we'll be wrapping a little bit early, and we will pick back up next week, because a lot got done. Each of you may have, I'm going to say 3 XP. You found out a lot, but you did not resolve this particular plot line yet, so I'm not going to give you plot resolution XP yet. So, 3 XP for the night.
Yep.
Like you do.
Right on. Okay.
And we will pick this up next week, later tonight, the same night as you guys return back to the chantry with whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be just after 1 in the morning, so you've got a few hours left of the evening when you get back. And Lamont's undead bones ache from all the flying to and from.
I also need blood and willpower.
Oh, like you do. Yep. All right.